I'm Rick, your host, and joining us is our friend John, and John is a fireworks expert. Also with us is Andy, who's a fireworks expert himself.
I just like watching stuff blow up.
Well, he just said, I just like watching stuff blow up, because he wasn't heard yet. Now he could be heard. Hey, Andy.
Hi.
How's it going?
Do we have to send you back to board op school, Rick? What's going on here?
I think so. I don't know how to work anything. It's my first day. But joining us is John, and he is from Fireworks Extravaganza. And sitting next to me are a couple of fireworks that are inert, but they're huge. I didn't know they were this large. John, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Everything's pretty good. It's kind of cool to have a fireworks expert with us. How did you get involved in blowing things up?
I used to buy them in my high school, you know, during,
They're hard to get. You have to, have someone who would go across the border to, Pennsylvania or get them or something.
Yeah, I took the bus to Manhattan to, Little Italy. It was a guy selling them in the back of, I remember this really? Indian bar, and you go in the back, and you had the whole store back then. That was a different, David Dinkins was the mayor back then, so people were allowed to do it. So
I used to get those Black Cat firecrackers.
Yeah.
So what did you buy when you...
I bought the same kind of things, and I did it in my house, and then I got into computers, and I started choreographing it, and I made this show to TSO, Wizards of Winter.
Really?
I saw the Budweiser commercial, and I made that into fireworks, and that, made me, move up into the thing. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you choreograph the fireworks with the music or something like that? Did you set up the colors? Did you set up the music first? How did it work?
So it's always about a story, you know. So you want to tell a story because it's so you get the music, and then I play the music in my head thousands of times, and I do the whole show in my head, and then the day of the show is really not too exciting for me because I've seen this show a million times, and you have to deal with weather, and you have to deal with duds and stuff like that. Because the one in my head's perfect, always. And there's been a couple that have been close, but very rarely is you ever perfect when you're dealing with mechanical. See, here you're dealing with, I'm surrounded by mechanical things here. Yeah. And how many times you have to reboot something? I have the same problem because it's all computers, plus I have chemical issues.
So you're not lighting fuses? You don't have a giant magic wand and you light each fuse?
No. It's computer. It's been a computer for a while now.
Okay, so it's on a barge or something. It's set up. All the fireworks are set up. And you're actually sitting with an iPad and controlling them?
Yeah, it's a Windows machine, unfortunately, because I'm a Mac. Well. But there's one wire to each device.
Really?
Yeah, and each one has an address.
Now, Andy, how did you meet John?
So, Rick, as I'm sure you figured out by now, I'm no stranger to trying things out, especially when I need a job. About 10 years ago, I needed a job. This is before I was the, media mogul that I am now. This was back in 2016. And John very nicely said, yeah, I'll hire you. He goes, listen, you know how to put two wires together? Can you show up on time? I went, absolutely. And that was the craziest summer because we did a whole bunch of shows and it was you got to drop the shells in these tubes, then you got to run these wires back. I felt like I was in a James Bond movie, waiting for the music to start, dun 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 dun. But it would be crazy because you'd spend all day doing this.
Yeah.
And then in 5 minutes, it's over.
It's a lot. It's so labor intensive.
Wow. So it's about as exciting as a Kentucky Derby, a minute and a half race and it's done, but you put all your money down.
It's true. And one of the best shows historically has been Thunder Over Louisville, which is 2 weeks before the Kentucky Derby. That used to be it's gotten smaller over the years, but that's one of the main big shows.
How long do they last?
The shows?
Yeah.
Well, it depends. When we did, for me, 30 minutes is way too long. It doesn't matter about time. It matters about telling the story again. Mm. How long does the story take to tell? In Legoland, the show's only 7 or 8 minutes, but it's really, and everybody has these glasses. They look like Lego bricks. And
wow.
Yeah. So, because, the loudest one, what the loudest one is?
What?
Silence.
Wow.
Because if you're listening to these things going on for 30 minutes, say you're listening, you're talking like that, and then all of a sudden it gets silent. Everybody turns around. What happened? So I use silence a lot, for smoke. to go away when you're doing a choreographed show, you know, and then and silence can really be good. And silence is cheap. nothing burns during that time.
Yeah, I guess so. Have you ever been injured?
No. No, I've been with people that have been injured, thank goodness.
Yeah. Wow.
There's different ways of getting hurt. I just had finger surgery and everybody was making fun of me. You know, they thought it was a fireworks thing, but it wasn't. I just had this thing that I could cut off. But I've known a person that's passed away, you know, due to an accident, because it has to do with weather and things like that.
Now, do you make your own fireworks? Do you wrap them? Like, how is it done? How, when you look up in the sky and you see something that's half green and half purple, yeah, how's that done in a circle?
So these things here. So they're shells. Yeah. So inside that shell, it's pasted. Now you're talking wrapping, like, you know, like maybe it would wrap a smoking device, but these are rolled, you know, and they're pasted. It's called pasting.
Oh.
So smaller ones now are done on machine. Historically, everything was done by hand. And, you know, so you have two pieces of cardboard that are circular, and you place all your stars in there.
All the colors.
Yeah. Or and then you have a burst charge in the middle, which is usually rice hulls coated with black powder,
wow,
you know, in the center. And then you have a fuse, a time fuse going up to that. And then, and that's how those stars break. And, and depending on the size of the star, some of them change color.
So really are they? Ones. Those are all pre-prepared, and then you stuff them into the shells.
Yeah, then you make the two, and you put the two together, the halves, and then you got to paste this, and then you have to keep the fire out, because remember, the fire that lifts it up is an explosion that lights it, so it has to survive that and not go off in the gun, and then the time fuse takes over and it has to go up in the sky. You know, so
how long have fireworks been in existence?
Since Li Tian came up with the idea. His name is Li Tian. He's in really? He's in young in Luoyang, China. And I've actually when I competed in China, I won a competition to give you a Li Tian little statue. It's like the coolest thing I ever
had. So how many years ago?
He's in the 1600s.
Really?
Yeah. So long. He took gunpowder and, you know, the whole story. And you know, like you go to a city and you see a statue in China, in Luoyang, is Li Tian. Wow. And then you go there and you like firecrackers off, and it's like this whole, like, it's a mecca for us guys to go there. And that's how it came from.
So
China.
Where do you do fireworks locally?
Well, you usually do them like four different places. So you have like weddings and local things, and then you have your community days, whether it's on the 4th of July or this or that or the next thing. Then you have sporting. You know, like the Renegades do fireworks and things like that. And see, the Yankees never do fireworks.
Huh. Really?
Because they don't have to. Yeah, the Mets do fireworks. The Mets do fireworks. You know, so fireworks. And then you have the last thing is you have like theme parks, you know, like Legoland and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that must be kind of exciting because you have the whole park in captivity, kind of like waiting for the fireworks.
Yeah, and that's the key idea about fireworks. Well, the park, so instead of going home,
yeah,
they stay there, and they have to, you know, and use the park and spend whatever the time over, you know, whatever that is. So,
Andy, when you were working with John, did you make any fireworks yourself? Did you get, like, the master plan and then get a tube? And
I mean, I didn't. I wasn't allowed to roll anything, although I still do have my ATF certification in my file cabinet at home.
Oh, really? Yeah. John, yeah, so that's one thing. It's one thing. You know?
You got to be legit.
Yeah,
you have to be legit.
Every person that handles the material has to become an employee possessor.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah. And is there training involved? Do you have to take courses or you just learn?
Yeah, well, there we have. Since COVID, COVID changed the whole world, really. You know, so we have a lot of online training now. You know, before it used to be like all of us going out, and then we would do like tests. Like we would blow up a chicken, because a chicken skin is like human skin.
Not a live chicken.
No. Okay. No, we would take a chicken, and then we would like, you know, we would do these different things to show what would happen in the case of when something goes wrong. You know.
Yeah, I see. To so get would, like a kind of a real time experiment.
Because it's the respect.
Yeah.
And I respect it every single day. It's a very, you know.
Well, one thing I asked you is if you've been injured, and to say no, well, congratulations. Keep up the good work, and that's important. It's important to be safe.
I've been through a lot of different, there's three different types of failures, and I've seen them all, you know.
Do you do a lot of research and development? Like, you try things out, new things? Like, how do they get an American flag to pop up in the sky? It's amazing.
Yeah, well, now they're using drones a lot. Now there's a lot of drones. See, drones are boring. What happens at the end of a drone show? They run out of battery and they fall to the floor. So they're good, but they're very good at making patterns in the sky. You know, so now attaching fireworks and smoke for the during the day to a drone that can place these things in the sky. Because the biggest problem we have with shells is this thing comes ripping out of the gun and you can't control orientation. So you may have a heart. But if a heart on its side, you just have a lung. Yeah. So you usually have to shoot four or five of them to get a heart, and you know, and you know, it's facing the wrong way and things like that. But with drones, you're pinpoint accuracy.
So what are you looking forward to this year? We got a whole bunch of events coming up. What are you going to be at, and what are you going to blow up?
Well, like I love doing New York City because that's where I was born.
Yeah?
You know, yeah.
Do you do like the Macy's stuff? And
no, see, Macy's would take everything I have to do one show.
Yeah.
So I do like mini type of Macy's in the same areas, you know. Like, so I did a show for, it was for Jay-Z back, and it was a birthday party. Yeah.
Wow. You
know? So now this year is his 30th anniversary of his first album.
Do you have to get permits for the skies to do this?
Yeah, you only have to get FAA clearance.
You do.
Yeah, depending on if you're close enough to an airport.
So and you got that all set up for Jay-Z?
Yeah, so on the 25th of June is the 30th anniversary of his first album.
Wow.
So we're going to be doing a barge on the east side and the west side.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. So, because he That's likes fireworks. Cool. And he's like, New Yorkers are coming to list, and he's like in the top 10, you know, of New Yorkers. You know, he loves New York.
So does he call you up and say, we got a thing, and we need some fireworks?
Well, he does. He's got, you know, people that work. So what we did last time, we did Empire State of Mind, you know, that song.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was really good. I mean, it was, and we did it by Brooklyn Bridge. And the Brooklyn Bridge area is really a really good area because you're in between Brooklyn and New York City, and it reflects off the buildings.
Yeah.
And you have everybody in Brooklyn. But it's a very, very dense area with boats and things, so it takes a lot. And the FDNY is really good.
You know? What is the best thing you ever saw during a fireworks display?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's gonna be a hard one.
I've seen so many different.
You've seen a lot. So,
what it is you have like three different types of fireworks shows. You have ones that are just manually, and you're just looking at colors.
Okay.
You have ones where musically accompanies it. So you play music in the background.
Yeah.
And then you have ones that like tell a story. You know, they're actually choreographed shows.
Mm.
You know, there's like competitions in like Germany and in Montreal, and there's in China, you know, and you tell a story with these fireworks. So the best thing really is like when 25 minutes goes by and you think, well, it's done already. You know, so it's that type of thing where the story, because you're taking these things that explode and you're trying to place them in the sky and tell an artistic story. You know, and when I teach the classes, I bring flower seeds with me, because I give them that, and I say, here, make a flower arrangement out of these seeds. Right. And you're looking at these little seeds.
Yeah,
it's like, but you have to think about the flower growing. You know,
and what like the actual seed is, and how it's going to
bloom,
and how
far it's going to go up, and then how. And with fireworks, the most important thing is like the smoke and how long it's going to be in the sky. You know,
Is smoke part of the show?
It's a byproduct, which is bad.
And
you have to compensate for that, because if you do a lot of low end cakes and stuff, you can actually just smoke yourself out.
Mm.
You know, and if you have humidity and you want wind to blow it away,
right.
And you can't control any of that, unfortunately. Mm. But
what are the shots? You know, the shots where you get the color. You know, you get the big effect, the lighting effect. But there's also that like chest thumping punch, right?
Yeah,
is that one shell or is that like a two shell kind of thing?
It's usually the Italians used to make them in cylinders. So there's multiple breaks inside, and that's usually called the bottom shot. So they break off this long salami thing. So you have like red, white, and blue. And then, you know, falling down, you see it. And, you know, if you were looking, you could see this thing coming down, and that's the bottom shot. And that's why those timing, the fuse is so critical, you know.
Wow.
If you put an extra couple of seconds to that bottom shot, and you're looking at a floor item.
Right.
Wow.
What is the
fuse made out of?
So this fuse is made out of black string with black powder wrapped around the fuse. Now, when you see this thing, like see this thing, you have the little red cap at the end.
Yeah.
You pull that red cap off, and you can see the black
thing.
Oh,
okay.
The problem is, and why these things are so dangerous, like you look at that fuse, it looks pretty long.
Mm-hmm.
So outside the paper, it burns at like 3 seconds. It's like 1 inch is a second.
Oh, wow.
But as soon as it hits the paper, it's 60 feet a second. So it's an instant. So as soon as it hits the paper, it's an instant thing. So people sometimes have things over the gun that they don't want over the gun.
Wow. So, you know, the simple instructions on the package is light fuse, get away.
Yeah. On the consumer ones. Yeah. Like these are commercial, but consumer fireworks have gotten really good, you know, in the years. And safety's gotten a lot better, too.
Speaking of safety, since we are talking about this, I'm sure people that are listening are planning on, you know, maybe doing a DIY thing this summer, even though we encourage you to use professionals like John at Fireworks Extravaganza. If you are not going to be doing that, what advice would you give, John, to people who are venturing out on their own?
Well, in New York, you only can have things that don't move and don't explode legally. But people go to like Pennsylvania, we can have things that move and explode. So the biggest thing is to anticipate if this thing happens to fall over. Because if it falls over, you know, you're pointing a gun at yourself. So, you know, try to, like, make sure it doesn't fall over. And God forbid you're using things like this that are not legal, you know, just don't use them.
What do you put a 6-inch green palm tree explosion in?
You put in a 6-inch either HDPE or fiberglass gun.
And this thing takes off itself. It just lifts off.
Yeah, so
goes.
That bottom part, see that bottom part there? That's the lift charge. Oh. So that explodes, and then the pressure of it, that has to go in a 6-inch gun, but it doesn't. Yeah. So if you put that in an 8-inch gun, you get that blow by, and then things just gonna come out and flop on the ground. So that's another mistake that can happen. Uh-huh. But
so it goes out of a 6-inch gun. The bottom of this is round, and then it has kind of like a ball attached on top of it, just as an explanation. But the bottom part blows up and sends the other piece through the tube up in the sky.
And that lights a special fuse. Remember we talked about fuses before? That other fuse is special. It's actually pressed, and it's really expensive. If you get the Japanese ones, like those are the ones that are most precise. And that's like, you know, like that 3-inch part is going to take exactly 3 seconds, identical. So
you can time the chambers to where
it will explode. You know, and you want to make sure it's going up high enough and not too long and, you know. Those things.
Fascinating. I've never known this much about fireworks before. Andy, anything else you'd like to ask John?
This is an obvious question, Rick. I'm surprised you're not asking it. John, what would be your favorite song to sync a show to? Because I've seen some of your shows and they're wild. You sync shows to everything. I've seen you do country. I've seen you do rock, hip hop. You name it. I don't think I've ever seen him do. Like polka. Maybe we get Jimmy Stir involved.
I never did polka.
Yeah.
But I have one show. I've competed along. I've done like almost every, you know, as I said, I started with, you know, TSO is really great, you know, for fireworks, you know. Wow. But I have one, show left that I want to do in Montreal. And it's like the world's greatest show. It's about the movie.
Okay.
You know? So, and that's a really good, and I've already thought about that a long time. Wow. You know, but there's a lot of good songs. I mean, everybody says about, you know, the fireworks with that song by, what's her name there, you know, on the 4th of July. So there's a lot of good songs, but
Lee Greenwood.
Yeah.
A lot of God Bless the USA.
Lee Greenwood's really good. And then, but.
Springsteen, a lot of Springsteen.
The biggest thing about fireworks is that it's temporary. Things that are permanent, people, you know, get numb to. Things that are temporary, like flowers. Or like music, when you transmit, it goes away, you know? Like fireworks, you, the sky is empty for the next guy to come around.
And just like Zen paintings, you paint them, they're beautiful, they go away. You do another one.
Yeah.
Well, all the best, John.
Where would be the best place to, if you want to know more?
Yeah.
Where do we find John?
It's fwextravaganza.com.
Fwextravaganza.com. Fireworksextravaganza.com. Yeah. And do you do private events?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, it's just not. And if you look on our website, it says, I love people getting married. I love weddings. Just don't do it on the 4th of July. Because I did get married on the 4th of July, actually, before I was.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I got divorced on the 4th, too, I think. But
which one was a better fireworks display?
Well, actually, we started selling it as a package now. So you get the wedding, and then the divorce, you already pay the debts. It's like.
You have a township show coming up, and people come see it?
Yeah. Yeah, so we do. We're gonna be like Haverstraw. We do Clarkstown, and we do so many, and then Legoland on the 4th.
Wow!
All right, there you go.
Legoland, I've been doing since we opened
on the 4th of July.
4th of July. It's called Red, White, and Blue. It's a really good show.
Well, all the best to you. Stay safe, stay healthy, and keep on making things explode. We love that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Andy, thanks for being here. This is 98.1 KZE. I'll give you a 4th of July song because we just talked about it. It's 98.1 KZE. This is Robert Earl Keane.